you so very much. You've stirred our hearts into the realm of the impossible. And Lord, it's just like normal life for you. So Lord, just like have us be normal. Normal in your normality. That's all we ask. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now for what you will teach to us, what you have for us. And we just celebrate the victory we have in you. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Well, as we discussed in our last session, that worship is the primary call of mankind. It's our primary call. It's to worship God. Worship Him with our lives. Worship Him by seeking His presence. Worshiping Him in the secret place. And worshiping Him by being intentional with the things and the gifting that He has given to us. Amen? And so it's our primary call. It's what we've been, it's why God designed us, the way He made us, and what we need to be doing in our lives. It's the primary call of all of us. And in this divine plan, it gives us the place, it gives life to us. It makes the life in us come alive when we worship God. And love always chooses the best. And who's the best? Yeah, but love chooses the best. Love chooses the best. You and me. Woo. Love chose the best. You and me. So in choosing the best, which is you and me, God died for us. He chose the best is you and me. It's us. And in choosing us, He chose to defeat Satan through us. That's a stunning plan. See, He chose the best, you and me, called out once, the ecclesia, the church, empowered in the realm of the impossibility. He chose us to defeat Satan. Now, is Satan a problem for God? No. And so, as having true worshipers who worship the Father, what's the Father seeking? True worshipers who will worship Him in what? Spirit and in truth. And so, love chose the best, us, because love came down. And love sacrificed Himself on the cross. And love raised Him from the dead. He chose us to defeat the adversary. He chose us to kick the snot out of the devil. It's a stunning plan. It's an absolutely stunning plan. But it's God's plan. It's God's plan. He chose us to defeat the devil. The true worshipers who voluntarily worship Him in spirit and truth. He chose us, the best. Love always chooses the best. He's a good steward of His resources. And so we're His resource. He put us, why did He put us on earth? Because that's where He sent Satan. He didn't make us out of the dust of ground of Mars. He made us out of the dust of ground of earth because that's where Satan was cast. Because He chose love, chose us to beat the snot out of the devil. That's a stunning plan. That's who you are. You're devil destroyers. He's got no authority. None. It was taken away from Him. Did God's plan fail with Adam? No. Before the foundation of time, Jesus was slain. And so, love chooses the best. Us. It's stunning. Think about it for 5 minutes. Make your head explode and make you want to run out to Walmart and save somebody.
Love chose us. Us, people of God. Us. You see what the devil is robbing from the church? Love chose us.
I want everybody in a prophetic declaration right now to say, Daddy God loves me.
Daddy God
chose me the best.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just prophesied over yourself. Amen. You just spoke the truth. What heaven says, what heaven is superimposing over your life. And superimposing it over your life, you then go and superimpose over somebody else. And it's called superimposo sozo. Superimposo sozo. Say that 10 times fast. Superimposo sozo. All authority on heaven and earth was given to who? Jesus. And who did Jesus give it to? What love chose us the best. He gave it to us. And so the devil is simply a transformer on a telephone pole that vibrates. He's got power, but he has no authority. Guess where he steals the authority? We give it to him. Because we start practicing the devil. The presence of the devil. Because we get all worried. We fall down and say, what am I going to do about this? And we're only falling down to the altar of self. So the devil has nothing. Jesus said he has nothing in me. He had nothing in that Samaritan woman. Because she didn't. She said, okay, I perceive you're a prophet. And then Jesus never brought it up again. You ever notice that? He didn't repeat himself. He wasn't concerned about it. But what he was concerned about was worship and evangelism. And he released that revelation. So God chose the best, you and me. And when Adam screwed up, he said, it's okay. I was slain before the foundation of the plan. I got a plan. I'm taking it back to plan A. Plan A is always going to work. Love chose the best, you and me. And so in God choosing the best, you and me, he's given us all authority to trample, to stamp out. And in his declaration, in the wilderness, to the devil, I got a whole army just like me coming after me. Look out, I am the firstborn of many. And they're going to trample all over your head. And God's plan will be fulfilled from the very foundations of the world that he chose the best, you and me, to kick the snot out of the devil.
Yes. Amen.
I refuse to give him any acknowledgement. Because you know what? When I give him acknowledgement, I'm not going to react to the devil. I'm going to act in terms of what God says. And we get too busy reacting to the devil. And when we react to the devil, guess what we end up doing? Worshipping him. What he's always wanted. He said to Jesus, after he tempted him, what's the last thing he tempted him with? Worship me, and I'll give you all this. The last temptation is what he's always wanted. I want to raise up and be like the Most High. He's always wanted to be worshipped. He's nothing. We're everything. Everything. We got everything. We live in impossible. We choose. God will do it. We just got to believe. God, help our unbelief. Help us to see who we are. Remind us. Stir us up. He poured out 8 quarts of blood for you and me. He bled out for you and me.
He chose the best. And so what He's given to us is all authority. All authority to go and walk in the realm of the impossible. And to be sozoers to the sozoes. You need to get that word right into you. Sozo. Everybody, come on now. Sozo. I am a sozoer. I'm a sozoer. Say it like you mean it. I am a sozoer. Come on, preach to me now. I'm a sozoer. All right, thank you, Jesus. Jesus made the provision. The purposes of God. The Son of God appeared for this purpose. The Son of God appeared for this purpose. The Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. Sickness is the devil's work.
Amen.
Depression is the devil's work. Being not right in your head is the devil's work. Schizophrenia is the devil's work. PTSD is the devil's work. And guess what we have? All authority to destroy the works of the devil, because God's bringing plan A to completion. And when we translate from this world that we call down onto this one, when we translate and we go up, we're going to see the devil and we're going to go, "It's only you? Really? You are the devil? People of God, get out of the box. Get into the reality of who we are.
Amen.
We are. All things are possible in Christ Jesus. Everything. There's no limitations. There's no ands, buts, or anything. There's no but between all things. All but things. All things but. There ain't no but in our language. Because there's no but in heaven. There's no, Jesus is everything. So if Jesus is everything and He resides in us, guess what that makes us? Everything. To fulfill God's plan. To destroy the works of the devil. We just got to step out and do it. Open the cupboard doors and say, "You know what? Creating God, come in, change my heart, change me, do whatever. Like, get rid of all my religious thinking.
Amen.
Get me out of this box.
Amen.
Get me out of the box I got you in. And in the process, Lord, forgive me for ever putting you in a box."
Amen.
I hate boxes. Who hates boxes? I can tell you one person that really hates boxes, God. He hates the box of religion. When religion says you only have to, you know, worship better be just like, okay, you know, like don't, it's got to be controlled, you know, like, okay, don't be crazy. Don't like fall down. Don't like kneel down. That would be disgraceful. Worship! Worship! Worship the living God! Worship Him with all your heart! Run around in your skivvies if you have to. Get out of your religious attitude. Worship Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There ain't anybody bigger I know about. If you need to get delivered so you really worship, and if doing it in your skivvies works, go for it. There, you know, anybody that speaks anything, I wouldn't want to be. There's a blueprint already in that department. She became barren for the rest of her life.
I don't want to be barren. I don't want to lose the anointing. I don't want to suffer any violence in my relationship with Jesus. Because by a violent act of grace, I was forced into the kingdom when I didn't deserve it. See, because God's plan A is always on the go. There's no end to it. It's constantly working. And it's calling us. It's imploring us. All things, all authority. Love chose the best. Us. Amen. Can I get a hallelujah? Whoa. I'm telling you, if this is not stirring your grits, man, as they say here in the South, I don't know what will. Come up here and we'll give you a Holy Ghost zap. We'll slap you silly right into the kingdom. Or we'll do what Dr. Mike says. We'll just hold you under the water for an extra 15 minutes and send you home. Save you. Put you out of your suffering. Because if you're not doing this, you're going to suffer through your Christian life. You've taken your talent and you buried it in the field. And say, oh, Jesus, I knew you were a harsh guy. And you'll go, you know what? Now you're going to find out day of judgment. You should have done it during the last days. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all. Healing all. All. There's that word again. All means all. Amen. God has, one thing I figured out. God likes the word all. I think He speaks it a lot in the throne room. Because it's in the Word. He likes the word all. It says in, you know what? When we step into all, we step into His realm. And we step into glory. And as we behold all, we move from glory to glory to glory to glory. And we become infectious carriers of hope. Hope that's overshadowed with hope from above that moves us into faith. And faith attracts the promises of God. And the promises of God always bring anointing. Anointing to go out and to take territory. All things. God loves all. I love all. All. Healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Whoever believes will lay hands. Listen to this. Mark 16, verse 18. Whoever believes will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Whoever believes will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Okay, I'll try this side.
Amen.
Whoever lays hands upon the sick, they will recover.
Amen.
There's nothing else to say. He said it all. There's that word again. All. All that to say, plan A. So what do?
Go to Walmart.
Yeah, baby. And now, all that to say, I'm going to introduce the five-step prayer model. This is not a mechanical formula. We are not mechanical people.
Amen.
We are what kind of people? We're relational people because we're in a relationship with the Trinity. Amen?
Amen?
So this is a relational model. It's how we impact the impossible. It's a relational model, not a mechanical model. So if you think it's a mechanical model, go to confession, get it out of your brain, out of your soul, and say, it's a relational model. This is how we impact those at Walmart, those at Winn-Dixie, those at Publix, those at Safeway, those at Walmart, those at Sam's Club, those at Costco, and Kroger. Where did Randy Clark start out at? Kroger's, making donuts, healing people in the back rooms. And God raised him up. International ministry, traveling all over the world, laying hands upon the sick, and they will recover. So this card, and I have a gift for you today. I feel like Oprah. You came to my show. And because you came to my show, I have a prayer card for you. I have a 5-step model, relational model card for you. I don't have an audible for you today, but you'd have to pay tax on that anyway. This gift is tax-free. Okay? I don't think Uncle Sam's worried about the buck it cost me. So, relational plan. Very simple, guys. It's like so simple, simple, simple. You know, I was always told, they always used to say this to me because I kind of like to make things complicated. And they said, Mark, just use the KISS method.
Yeah.
Keep it simple, stupid. Okay, got it. Duh. So I've learned, you know, not to do daws too many times. So we have the interview. So it, now this is just, and you're gonna tailor it to the situation you're in. If you're in somebody at Walmart, is these 5 steps probably become 3 steps? You know what? But it's just being who we are. We're relational people, so we should have be relational with other people. We got to get, you know, Dr. Mike said this. We got to get rid of this defining line between sacred and secular.
Amen.
There's no line.
Amen.
It's all one.
Yeah.
You know, when I love my wife, I'm not doing something secular. Because in Scripture it says to love my wife as my own body. So when I'm loving my wife, sacred and secular are together. They're not separate. Everything we do, there's no separation between sacred and secular. I sell shrimp. It's sacred and it's secular.
Amen.
It's one. Because guess what I do most of the times when I go to buy a battery? Guess what I do? I walk in the door and I got the prayer list. I got the agenda of the Holy Spirit of what God wants me to do in the office. And one of the things I have to do now, because the guy fell off the dock, broke his leg, is they want me to bless the plant. Whoa! Okay, Jesus.
Amen.
So this, when we engage somebody, what's the first thing that everybody has? We have it all in common. A name. Yeah. Hi, my name's Mark. How you doing? It says, say in Baltimore, they go, they said, just say this. How did it go? So they say the same thing in New York. What is it, Mike? How you doing? Yeah. Yeah. Or what's up? How you doing? Yeah, how you doing? And they'll always respond to that. So, you know, it's just like, you know, you go with the culture. Paul said he became all things to all men in order to what? Be saved. That's what he felt about his own nation. So, you know what? You get into, and everybody's got a name. And so you engage by asking their name. And then, I mean, of course, in a church setting or in a conference setting like we are, then this is the relational model. And, you know, and then you go through. How long have you had the condition? How can I pray for you? Do you know the cause? Why do you think you have this problem? It's just like, that's just like being nice. Right? That's like love was what always shows. I got such a revelation. I can't wait to get it. It's the last message. So you can skip the next one if you want, but I wouldn't do that. But the last was, God just like peeled open the scriptures, man. He gave me such a download. And I'm telling you, it's like a victory deal. How we transition heaven to here. That's what He gave me. The how. I'm always looking for the hows. You know, how to. Samaritan woman. How did. She was hungry. She worshipped. And so, do you have a doctor's diagnosis? Did someone cause your condition? Is there forgiveness issues? There's one. Guaranteed. We like prisons. We like to keep people in prisons. And we like to not be in prison. But we have, unfortunately, God have mercy. You know, 8 quarts of blood were shed and forgiveness was released in the world. We have no right to do anything else but.
Amen.
So you got, if Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus, if there's anybody in your heart, anybody comes to mind, forgive them and release them now. Get them out of the prison. They don't deserve to be there, and I don't care what they did to you. It's God's business. It says He's the judger. He will judge all men. And so I don't want His job. I don't know about you. So just open those cupboard doors and ask the creating God who's always creating and ask Him to come into those areas of your heart, those darkness areas that unforgiveness makes, and set you free.
Amen.
And so after you go through all that, then there's a prayer selection, which can either be a petition. You know, we can petition God. Or as I always like to do, I usually get into the commands. It's just my personality type. It's the way God rolls the rock and rolls through me. So you just pick your prayer selection depending on what's going on with the individual from your interview. And then you do the prayer ministry. And you pray. And so this is probably, if you're in a public setting, once you pray, you may run into resistance. Now, I didn't with Angel. You know, she's, because the Spirit of God was moving on her, Jesus was healing her. She, you know, it just like impacted her. You know, completely made her, you know, sober and healed her back. So it's after you do your prayer ministry that you can stop and re-interview, ask how they're doing in this type of setting. You may or may not get that chance in a public setting. But it's okay. Lay hands upon the sick. And what's the promise? And they will recover. So the seed you sown, even if you don't get to go again, because there's still pain or there's still areas that are acting up, or if you got an afflicting spirit, it's like starting to do the shift through the body, because it can leave one area and go move to another area,
amen,
an afflicting spirit. Or if it's a tormenting spirit, you know, you may not get the chance, but it's okay. But in terms of doing it in this type of setting, stop. Re-interview. How you feeling? Is there anything happening? Are you feeling any heat or tingling, or do you feel fire anywhere in your body? And if they say no, go again. Lay hands upon the sick and they will recover. So as we continue, so you stop and re-interview. And then, of course, there's always post-prayer suggestions. Now, I have, 7 years ago now, I weighed 283 pounds. I was a big guy. I looked permanently pregnant. I was huge. My wife was so kind. Honey, I don't look like that guy on TV. No, no, you're okay, honey. But I didn't. I was like really overweight. So I lost 100 pounds. Thanks be to God. You know where it began? Do you know where the shift began? Prayer from her. She was silently interceding that I would actually do what the Samaritan woman did, look in the mirror and not get defensive. And so it began a journey. And so I've got a lot of experience now in terms of physical things you can do to help. You know, if you've got a person that's severely overweight and is having problems with their knees or their ankles, they probably need to lose some weight. So there's always post-prayer suggestions, always things. If, remember, what's the foundation of all things?
Love.
Love, right. Love is the foundation of all things. So when you move and you're moving in a situation in a church setting, or if you're out, it's always about if they get nothing, they should be exposed to one thing. The love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. Prayer model is a relational model, and it's all based on the love of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Oprah time. Come and get your card. Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I have to end because we got Eucharist now.